Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. SB 396 is the Transgender Work Opportunity Act to combat discrimination against transgender Californians and encourages greater inclusion of transgender individuals in our workforce. The bill adds to the existing sexual harassment training requirements to include training on gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation for supervisory employees at companies with more than 50 employees. SB 396 also requires businesses to post informational materials on transgender civil rights that have already been developed by the Department of Fair Employment and Housing. Additionally, amendments taken in the Assembly target workforce investment to expand hiring of transgender and gender nonconforming workers by including them in the definition of an individual with employment barriers under the Unemployment Insurance Code. The amendments also authorize the appointments to the California Workforce Development Board to include representatives of community-based organizations that serve transgender and gender nonconforming individuals. With me today is one of my good constituents, Chloe Hollett Billingsley, an attorney and owner of Hollett Billingsley Consulting, an advisory board member of Trans Can Work, one of the many organizations supporting this bill. Thank you.
Good morning, committee members. I'm a lawyer and owner of Hollett Billingsley Consulting, an advisory board member speaking on behalf of Trans Can Work. As a resident of Long Beach, I thank my state senator for introducing the Transgender Work Opportunity Act. Although California has the most comprehensive LGBTQ protections in the nation, employment discrimination and harassment continues to victimize residents. I was the first transgender political appointee within my home state of Missouri, nominated by the Obama administration for a presidential appointment, am a published author and regular contributor to the Huffington Post, and the recipient of several other awards for advancing the LGBT community. However, I too have been a victim of discrimination and harassment. Amongst my supporters, I've recognized a trend. Those who have endorsed my professional development underwent LGBT diversity training, which increased their fluency on the challenges we face and realized our strengths and resiliency to recognize our potential. With SB 396, California will be the first state to require employment training addressing gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation. Prioritizing workforce diversity training will promote the hiring of transgender workers and encourage local workforce boards to target programs that increase transgender employment training. Not only will this benefit my community, but it's a win for the California economy as a whole. By encouraging California employers to fully employ the skills offered by the underprivileged and undervalued community, which is why TechNet and other major California employers support SB 396. Through education and training, California can help thousands of transgender people overcome barriers to employment, providing economic security we all deserve. So I thank you for your time and support of SB 396.
Great. Next witness.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and committee members. Joe Michael for Equality California. We're proud to be a supporter of this bill. We thank the author for bringing it forward, and we look forward to the impact that it would have on transgender and gender nonconforming people in this state. We urge your vote. Thank you.
Great. Any additional witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Seeing, hearing none, bring it to the committee. Senator Stone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Lar. Where would the businesses get this training? Is there ongoing?
Yes, this is already existing training. Okay. We are simply adding transgender nonconforming individuals in the current training that's already mandatory, as well as the current posting that they have to already do. So we're just adding to the current law.
Okay, and so the state is going to, we're going to put together this poster. We're going to set the template.
The state's already. Already, the state already requires the postings,
right.
So we're just adding to it. Once the rules have to be updated for the poster, okay. We add this additional information.
Okay, and then how are businesses going to get the posters? Are they going to buy them, or is the state just going to provide
the exact same way they obtain them currently now?
Okay, which is how?
Through the state.
So do they pay for it, or is it something that's provided?
I do not know. I don't believe they pay for it. I think they simply obtain them by the state.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any additional? Senator Mitchell.
Thank you. It triggered as I listened to Senator Stone question. I just read on Facebook somewhere, LA Community College District just this week, I think, may have rolled out an announcement in terms of who does the training, Senator Stone, at the Community College District level, at least in Los Angeles. They are stepping up and providing courses to provide just this training to employers. Are you familiar with that,
yes,
Senator?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And we see the ongoing trend of including our transgender community into the employment non-discrimination. And so the specific training, Trans Can Work is a nonprofit who does a lot of this work already. And so they have actually coordinated with LACCD to do those trainings that we're speaking of.
Great.
Senator Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple of things. When I had to oversee HR, you know, we would get a set from the state. If we wanted the nicer version and the, you know, laminated, we could purchase those things. But I would say, to that point, but I would say, you know, this is important for two reasons. It's to protect the workers and let them know their rights and post it visibly, but it's also to protect the employers. And I think it is a win-win, because as our laws have been updated to include gender, the definition of gender, what that is, gender identity, gender expression, and also it's part of our non-discrimination in labor and housing. So I think it's really important that we provide direction to and guidance and support to the workers, but also to the employers. So I'd be happy to make the motion to move this forward, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any additional questions for members? Hearing and seeing none. I just want to thank the author for this bill. Thank you, Senator Lara, for your leadership on this area. And I think it's critical that we make sure our workplace is safe for all our employees, especially our transgender community. So I'll be happy to support this measure today. We have a motion by Senator Atkins. It's that we amend the assembly amendments and concurred in here. So we have a motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Oh, sorry, Senator, would you like to close?
Yes, thank you. Just also to clarify that employers can also now download the posters from DFEH as well. So that gives us another opportunity. And again, members, you know, this is such a critical bill for our transgender, gender nonconforming individuals, in particularly when you look at our transgender community of color and the high rates of discrimination, the high rates of assault, and particularly sexual assault in the workforce, which I believe is almost close to 80% of our transgender community have suffered some sort of discrimination or abuse at the workforce, sometimes even for just using the restroom. And so this might not seem an important thing for us individually, but it will make a world of a difference for our transgender community. And again, put California as a national leader when it comes to protecting our gender nonconforming and our transgender community. And I often say, if the T in LGBT is going to stand for anything, we have to stand with our transgender community. With that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Again, we have a motion and that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Stone?
No.
Stone, no. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye.
Four votes. Your bill is out. And thank you, members. I think that
thank
concludes our
members.
Business for the day. We stand adjourned.